الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today is the 19th of Ramadan. Subhanallah. Nobody can argue that the days are flying, even though we experience the hardship when fasting, but yet, you know, 19 days just passed. It seems like yesterday was Ramadan, to me personally. I don't know about you. And likewise, brothers and sisters in Islam, our lives will be like this. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, in Surah Taha, يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. They will be talking to one another and they will say, we stayed in this world 10 days. 10 days. So this world, the 60, 70, 80 years which you live in earth, in the day of judgment is going to feel like 10 days. Allah is telling them those are not the accurate ones or the correct ones. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. Indeed, we hear what they say, but the most correct of them would say, this world, this life here in earth, was only a day, one day. Imagine this. ولذلك يا إخوة سبحان الله, when you die and when you're raised up, or when you die, the real events will happen to you. So this world is gonna feel like a dream. And based on it, even though it is worthless time-wise, but even though, subhanAllah, based on this world, your next world will be decided. The eternal world will be decided. You know, you have to look at it this way. We have a visa on earth. You know, you were given a visa when Adam was brought down to be on earth for a while. And something interesting, you don't know when this visa is going to expire. That visa could expire at any time. And now we have to go back home. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we're approaching very, very special time. The last 10 nights of Ramadan with kickoff. Tomorrow night, inshallah, the first odd night, the night of the 21st, Saturday going into Sunday. And this is a time you don't want to miss. I understand a lot of you have life, have jobs, have things that can keep you busy. But look at it this way. This could be the last time you observe those 10 nights. So sacrifices have to be made. You have to sacrifice. You have to push yourselves to the limit. You can't expect to exert yourselves in devotion, in worship, without that extra mile. You know what? I'm going to sacrifice sleep. Yes, I'm going to try to keep up with my job. If my boss doesn't give me off, give me time off. So what? Maybe a couple of hours of sleep. But you have to sacrifice. You have to show that you really want, you know, to be different these 10 nights of Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I prepared something, I called it as-sab'u al-hisam fi a'mal al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan. Just 7 advices, first of all to myself, before you. And to you as well, hopefully these 7 will help you make a difference in your lives the last 10 nights of the month, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And I'm going to get to the subject right away and address number 1. Stop beating yourselves up regarding how awful you were the first 20 nights of the month. Don't do this. Stop. You know that you didn't do very well. You wanted to do better, but it didn't happen. You still have time. So that's one of the things which actually would deter people from excelling the last 10 nights of the month, is they start rebuking and blaming themselves for how negligent they were the first 10 nights of the month. It doesn't matter. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, one of our predecessors, Aba Ali, he met a man one day and he asked him, "How old are you?" He said, 60 years old. So he said, "You're about to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have you prepared for that meeting?" Of course, Al-Fudayl is basing that statement on hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sunan al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, "A'maru ummati bayna al-60 wal-70 wa qalilun minhum man yujawizu thalik. The life span of my ummah is between 60 and 70. So the average Muslim will live from 60 to 70. Of course, some people will die before, some people will die after, will live longer, yeah. So there are odds to that rule, but the overwhelming. So he's saying you're 60 years old, you know, you're really playing in the added time. If you like playing a game, there is always added time. The referee would add 2-3 minutes. So you better be ready. What have you prepared? The man broke in tears and he said, not much. So Al-Fudayl looked at him and he said, أحسن فيما مضي يغفر أحسن فيما بقي يغفر الله لك ما مضى. Excel, exert yourself in what is left in your life. Allah will forgive what you have done in the past. Likewise, that message to you. You exerting, تجتهد, do your best in the last 10 nights of the month, it will fix, take care of, inshallah, what you have done the last 10 nights. من كان محسنا يقول العلماء من كان محسنا فليتم إحسانه ومن كان مقصرا فليستدرك. If you have been excelling the first 10 nights of the month, remember, you have to finish. Because in Islam, الأعمال بالخواتيم. In Islam, your acts will be judged based on the final minute. So if you were excelling the first third of the month, the second third of the month, you are to continue on with the final third, otherwise you have wasted your efforts. It's like a race made of 3 rounds. You're number one the first 2 rounds. If you quit, will you name the winner? No, you have to finish. Now, as for those who are behind in this race, don't worry, carry on. I think the message is clear, brothers and sisters in Islam. The second thing here is, remember, هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the sunnah, the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I will quote you two hadith, both of them في الصحيح. And we say, when we say في الصحيح البخاري ومسلم, صحيح الإمام مسلم, حديث عائشة زوج نبينا رضي الله عنه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, she says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر من رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيره. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to exert himself in devotion to a greater extent than any other time throughout the year. In another hadith, in Sahih al-Imam al-Bukhari, she details this for us. She says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan enter, 3 things. Number one, شد مئزرة أحيا ليلة أيقظ أهله. 3 things. شد مئذرة, he would tighten his waist belt. The scholars, they said, this is in reference to 2 things, meaning no intimacy with his spouse, because he will be doing i'tikaf in the masjid, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, one of the rules of i'tikaf for it to be valid, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Don't have intimacy with your spouse when you are performing i'tikaf the last 10 nights of the month. So this is one of the meanings of shadda mi'dara. Another meaning, it's like somebody who is really getting ready for the task. It's like when you want to do something really serious, you pull your sleeves like this. You want to do like this. Okay, let me get ready. Okay. That shows you that he is physically trying to prepare himself mentally, physically. Okay, I'm going to do this. Sometimes we need to do this to ourselves. Sometimes, yes, I can do this. I can pray tahajjud the last 10 nights of the month. I can do this. Yes. Why not? Allah will help me, inshallah. Let us do this. That's the attitude, brothers and sisters in Islam, which these words reflect. Shadda mi'zara. Two, ahya layla. All of his night, he's awake. Whether praying, reciting Quran, or whether he is reflecting, or whether he is reading, whether he is doing dhikr, adhkar, whatever act of worship you can do, but the night should be alive. Not only this, brothers and sisters in Islam, he doesn't want that goodness to be exclusive to him. Rather, he wants that goodness to pass on to his family members. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. And he would wake up his family to also pray, to get a share of this. Don't be selfish. Even if they get angry at you, do it in a nice way. رحم الله رجلا قام من الليل فصلى. Allah will have mercy on a man, on a husband, who will wake up at night to pray tahajjud. Then he will wake up his wife. ثم أيقظ أهله فإن لم يستيقظوا. If they do not wake up, if the wife doesn't wake up, نضح عليها الماء. Sprinkle water. Not pour water. Sprinkle. And عندنا في مصر يقول لك رش المية عداوة. شوف رش المية سبيل للرحمة. سبحان الله. You know, just to show you that we were brought up with certain things. In Egypt they used to say throwing water in the face of one another is a sign of animosity and hate. Imagine the Rasulullah saying a sign of mercy right here. But you're trying to wake them up. Likewise, dear sisters, the hadith extends to you. وَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ امْرَأَةً. Allah will have mercy on a wife. قَامَتْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّتْ. She would wake up at night to pray tahajjud. ثُمَّ أَيْقَظَتْ زَوْجَهَا. Then she would wake up her family, her husband, her spouse, her children. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَسْتَيْقِظُ. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَسْتَيْقِظ. If he doesn't wake up, نَضَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَاء. She would sprinkle water on him as well. الحديث أخرجه الإمام أبي داود وصححه الشيخ الألباني في صحيح أبي داود. This is just, brothers and sisters in Islam, an example of the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم during the last 10 nights of the month. At the end of the day, let's be real. You're one of two people. Really, someone who has strong will, mashallah, heavy duty ibadah, you should have your own program. Some other brothers, subhanallah, they struggle. Because the ikhwal ibadah, these acts of worship, sometimes you have to train yourselves to be comfortable when you perform them. ولذلك our righteous predecessors, they issued a manual regarding Salatul Layl. A lot of the brothers, when they want to pray tahajjud at night, for example, okay, I'm going to pray tahajjud. And then he reads the biography of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, or, oh, he used to pray 3 hours every night. And he used to read three juz in the Salah. So he would begin with that. So the first night, he haven't prayed tahajjud all night, all time, all... Never. So the first night, he want to pray 3 hours, and he want to read 2-3 juz. I'm telling you, this person is not going to wake up again. This is going to be the last tahajjud. You see, Al-Hasan al-Basri, before he attained that position, he trained himself. You build up. You build up. 15 minutes. Then you add 2 more minutes. Then you add 20, 18. So you have to train yourselves. Al-Hasan, it took them years. You see, when we read their biography, we read the final cut, the final product. But we do not read the details, what happened before it. Shahid, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you are from that type, brothers, just join. Alhamdulillah, the only time we're allowed to have Qiyamul Layl, Jama'ah in the masjid is in Ramadan. Walaki ya ikhwa, I say it loud and clear. Some communities in Colorado, they pray tahajjud at night in the masjid outside of Ramadan. Bid'atun ma anzal Allah biha min sultan. Bid'ah. Tahajjud in the masjid, qiyamul layl in the masjid is only permissible in the month of Ramadan. At home, you can pray tahajjud with your family, but you calling people to tahajjud in the masajid outside of Ramadan has no basis whatsoever. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, you have that chance. Join the congregation. Come on. Come to Qiyamul Layl after Isha. Come to tahajjud at 2 o'clock in the morning and join the mass. Join the crowd. This will keep you in the spirit. And hopefully, you will be one of those هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. Subhanallah, when you join the people who are devout, the people who are, mashallah, keeping up with the acts of worship, maybe the rahmat will also descend upon you bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So if you are from that easy going, you still starting, join the crowd. Come to Isha Jama'ah, then we're going to pray Qiyamul Layl, pray Taraweeh, then you're going to go home, come back, just join these. But if you are from the people with a strong will, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you should perform an act of worship called Al-I'tikaf, seclusion. You should strive to do this, brothers and sisters in Islam. And that takes me to point number 3. What is Al-I'tikaf? Sunnah. أدلتها, the evidence for it, في القرآن وفي الحديث, plenty of them. But there are a couple of things here, brothers and sisters in Islam, that I would like to say about الاعتكاف. الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله ruled that اعتكاف is only permissible in the 3 masajid. And quite frankly, and I shared this with you last night, in the East Coast out there, we encourage people to do i'tikaf in the masajid. And when I came to Denver, maybe 5 years back, I don't know, 7 years back, I found people easy on this. Yeah, I don't know why. And later on I learned that maybe they are, mashallah, following Sheikh Al-Albani, which is fine. You know, there is nothing wrong with that. Listen, Al-Muqallidu Mujtahidun Fi Ikhtiyari Man Yuqallid. Kalam Ali had. Al-Muqallidu Mujtahidun Fi Ikhtiyari Man Yuqallid. The blind follower, the one who doesn't have the knowledge, he is Mujtahid in choosing who to follow. If you're going to follow that, but let me just bring the subject in a little bit of details, because this is not the view of the imams at all. The imams ruled that i'tikaf, seclusion, performing i'tikaf, is permissible in any masjid in the face of this earth, as long as the 5 daily prayers and Salatul Jumu'ah is conducted in this masjid. So the person doesn't have to leave his mu'takaf, the place where he performs i'tikaf, to go outside. طيب, where did the Sheikh Al-Albani get this from? Hadith Hudayfa. He based this on an evidence. Sheikh Al-Albani, he didn't do this just out of the loop here. Don't misunderstand me. Hadith Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhuma wal hadith akhrajahu al-Isma'ili wal Imam al-Bayhaqi wal Asfahani, I believe. I could be wrong there. Hadith Hudayfa la'tikaf illa fi thalathati masajid. No i'tikaf except in three masajid. And he named the masajid to which or to where to you could travel to pray. Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, fil Quds. Those three. But now we have another evidence in the Quran, and I quoted this before. Qawlullahi ta'ala, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Don't have intimacy with your spouse when you are in al-masajid. وَمَعْلُومٌ فِي اللُّغَةِ. It is known in the language. أَنَّ الْإِسْمَ إِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْأَلِفُ وَاللَّامُ. When you have a noun, and that noun is joined with al, which in English equals the, تَفِيدُ الْعُمُومُ وَالشُّمُولُ. Every masjid, but with these conditions. طيب, كيف يُحْمَلْ حَدِيثُ حُذَيْفَةُ؟ يُحْمَلْ عَلَى نَفْيِ الْكَمَالِ. يعني, of course, if you do اعتكاف في المسجد النبوي is far better than دار التوحيد here in Colorado. صحيح, more rewards, right? صحيح, more rewards. So النفي هنا نفي الكمال. Or if you vowed to do اعتكاف in المسجد النبوي, المسجد الحرام, you have to fulfill that. This is how we understand this hadith بإذن الله تعالى. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Aisha mentioned, he performed i'tikaf every single year. And subhanAllah, this sunnah is abandoned by Muslims. Hani'an, glad tiding to those who revive this sunnah. The last Ramadan, he did i'tikaf 20 nights. But now, one of the main objectives of i'tikaf is to seek Laylat al-Qadri. Mahua, listen, the last 10 nights is about one night. Hidden in these 10 nights. Now, for you to catch Laylatul Qadr, the best solution is l'i'tikaf. Laylatul Qadr, brothers and sisters in Islam, Laylatul Mubarakah is a blessed night, one night. Subhanallah, if a Muslim worships Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, بصريح القرآن, it's much better, not equal by the way. You may have heard me say equal before, that is wrong. ليلة القدر خير, خير, better than 1,000 months, 84 years. Imagine if you live 84 years worshipping Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many hours a day would you designate to the worship of Allah? 1 hour, two? Imagine 84 years, 83 plus 4 months to be accurate, 84 years, constantly, continuously, you're written a worshiper. You're worshiping Allah. ولذلك سبحان الله من بديع الحكم, one of the greatest wisdoms of Allah, that the people in the previous times used to live very long. Imagine the time of Nuh. Al-Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. The عمر الدعوة فقط هذا. This is the time of دعوة. Nuh called his people to monotheism, to Tawheed, Noah, 950 years. This is the time of his prophethood. You can add now the childhood, and after he got on that ship, you can add a lot of years. Imagine this, but look at you. You live 60, 70 years, right here, you're adding 84 years every year to your life, multiplying your life. And that's one of the particulars of this ummah. No ummah, no nation before the Muslims were given that virtue, that merit. No. It's exclusive to you, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's a night on which the Quran was revealed, whether at Tanazzul al-Awwal or at Tanazzul al-Munajjam, whether it is the first descendants of the Quran from the preserved tablet to the lower heaven, في بيت العزة, based on Athar Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, or when the Quran started with Iqra. This happened also, في ليلة القدر. This is a night, brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, given the glad tiding of Ramadan, he said, فيه ليلة, in this month, there is a night better than 1,000 months. من حرم خيرها فهو محروم. Only losers, only the people who wish to deprive themselves would deprive themselves from the الخير, the merits, the virtue, the mercy of Allah, which descend in this night, brothers and sisters in Islam. ليلة, a night, أنزل الله فيها قرآن. Allah revealed a whole chapter of the Quran and named it after this night. A night in which your qadr, your annual qadr, is passed on from the preserved tablet to the angels. Yuktab, are you going to make hajj this year or not? Are you going to die this year or not? What is going to happen to you until the next Laylatul Qadr? ولذلك الدعاء لا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء لا يرد القدر إلا الدعاء. That is why we make a lot of dua on this night, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree what is good for us. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم إن أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, here's the misconception regarding this night. I call them levels up. The first level, Hadith ibn Umar في صحيح الإمام مسلم, Hadith عائشة رضي الله عنها في صحيح الإمام البخاري, قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. Seek the night of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That means all the nights, odd and even. That's level one. So you have to shoot for level one. There is one level up. Hadith Aisha and the Muslim, التمسوا تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. Seek ليلة القدر in the odd nights. So now, odd and even, you go a level up, what? All the odds, the 21st, the 22nd, the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, the 29th. Five nights out of 10 here. Move one level up. حديث ابن عباس, حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما وابن عباس as well. Seek it, التمسوها, the night of the 25th, the night of the 27th, the night of the 29th. So that's one level up here. Here is, and there is another hadith, hadith Ubadah ibn al-Samit, ikhwan, this hadith is so important and sends a clear message to you. والحديث في البخاري, that actually الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was given the knowledge of when ليلة القدر is exactly. حديث عبادة. Actually Allah told him when is it exactly. So he came out to tell the Muslims. He found two Muslims fighting. فنزعت. The knowledge of it was taken out. حكمة. But that shows you, this shows you that if you're having some grudges, grudges, right? Grudges, huh? Fix it. Because this may prevent you from what? Even in the tenth or the odds. Especially with kinship ties, brothers and sisters in Islam. Be the brave one. Wallah, it takes a man to say I'm sorry. Wallah, it takes a man to say I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It takes a man. That's a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness to admit that you've done wrong. And especially if you do this for the sake of Allah, you're not trying to receive the acceptance of the individual. I'm doing it for Allah. Because some people sometimes may interpret your sorry or your apology into weakness, that, oh, he's weak, he can't even stand up for me. You see, let him think this way. But it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I'm mentioning Hadith Ubadah in particular as an invitation. The last 10 nights of the month, take care of that business bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The last level, brothers and sisters in Islam, beautiful Hadith, fi Sunan al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, a group of companions were sitting down. Amongst them is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Ubay ibn Ka'b. A man came and he asked, Ya ibn Mas'ud, did the Prophet tell you when Laylatul Qadr is? Ibn Mas'ud said to him, Man qama ad-dahra faqad adrakaha. Whoever prays the whole year, he will catch Laylatul Qadr. For the man as if, man, that's extreme here. So he turned to Ubay ibn Ka'b. أَسَمِعْتَ مَا قَالَ صَاحِبُكَ. Did you hear what your brother said here? مَا قَالَ أَخُوكَ. He said, هُوَ لَا يُرِيدُكَ أَن تَتَّكِلْ. You see, he doesn't want you to just hang on Laylatul Qadr and sleep the rest of the time. That's his intention. وَلَكِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنَ مَسْعُودِ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud heard this. He was there when we heard this. Both of us. أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ أَنَّ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ هِيَ لَيْلَةُ السَّابِعُ وَالْعِشْرِينَ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Is the 27th of Ramadan. وهذا يعني ولك. A lot of us, يا إخوة, in spite of all these messages I'm sending here, come on the night of the 27th and we have that attitude that this is the night. But again, brothers and sisters in Islam, to be 100% accurate, you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do your best bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the last 10 nights, not just specific nights. Number five, three more to go, inshallah. I know I still have 5 minutes. I'll let you go. What can you do in this night? Ad-du'a, the best act of worship. Ya ikhwa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Making du'a is the essence of worship. Mukh al-ibadah hada lam yathbut. Famous hadith out there, like, الدعاء مخ العباد, the brain of العباد. It doesn't, is not authentic. في سنة الترمذي. Why, يا إخوة؟ لأن من مقاصد العبادة الذل. One of the main aims of you worshiping Allah is to break, is to humble yourself. ولذلك شوف, what is the best position in the salah? When we pray. When you place that nose, you know, the nose can be the highest thing when you walk.
Yeah, some people walk like this.
So you place it. Well, that is sujood, by the way. Your sujood is not valid unless what? The nose touches the ground. Oh. Humility, humbleness. وَأَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. The closest you can be to Allah in that position. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. وذاك الدعاء. شوف الحجاج, ها الحجاج يذهبون, ها أتوني شعثا غبر, you know, if you wear the ihram, dusted, shoveled, dirty clothes and you stand, يا رب. هذا هو العبادة. شوف الصوم. صوم. Look at you in the afternoon after Asr. All of you are subdued right now. If you've been eating or having lunch, you wouldn't be subdued like this. ما شاء الله. تبارك الله. سبحان الله. فالعبادة هكذا. تحدث الذل. Unfortunately for a lot of Muslims, it doesn't do that. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Brother, I make Hajj every year. شوف في وذاك رب معصية أورثت ذلا وانكسارا خيرا من طاعة أورثت عزا واستكبارا. Sometimes a sin which will break you, make you humble, make you humble, is far greater in the sight of, far better in the sight of Allah than an act of worship which would make you arrogant. Oh, I give zakah every year. وَمَا عِلْمُكَ أَنَّهَا قُوبِلَتْ. فالدُعَاء, one of the acts of worship where you show that humility. What is the universal language of begin if you go to China? What is the universal language of begin when you go to China? What? When you do like this, you know that this guy is begin. You don't have to be American. When you drive in the highway in Parker or, and you see those people say, you know that they are what? Begin. So shuf dua. When we make dua like this, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. فهذا هو الدعاء. And by the way, the dua, a lot of Muslims think the dua that you have to name a certain thing. No. الدعاء نوعان. Memorize this. The dua is of two types. دعاء الثناء ودعاء الحاجة. There is a dua that you praise Allah. You just praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شوف هذا الحديث في سنة الإمام الترمذي. خير دعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best dua is the dua which you make. The best supplication, invocation is the invocation you make on a day called عرفة. In Hajj. وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي. And the best dua I made, me and the messengers before me. Look at the dua. Look at the dua. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. خلص الدعاء. دعاء is over. What did you ask? He asked nothing. ولكنك أثنيت على الله بأحب الثناء إليه. Don't you believe Allah knows what you need? Don't you? Do you have to name it? That actually sometimes we ask for the wrong things. Ya Rab Ferrari, Ya Rab Red Ferrari, Ya Rab Red Ferrari. You get on the highway, woo, woo, shoo. Ferrari out, Ferrari the way. That gives you a Honda, Hyundai or whatever it is now. Assalamu alaikum. You get to live, make more hasanat. Fat dua. عائشة رضي الله عنها asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله في سنن الإمام النسائي, if I coincide with ليلة القدر, which dua should I make? He taught her this beautiful dua which you must keep up with. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. And for you to understand the depth of this dua, maybe we'll address this in one of the nights of Taraweeh, inshallah, because I don't want to go over my time here. You have to differentiate between the name of Allah, Al-Afu, Al-Ghafoor. You see, a lot of us think that Afu means forgiver. Those two names were paired in the Quran, were mentioned together in the Quran. Afu, Ghafoor. لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. So the fact they were mentioned together in one verse, that means they mean what? They are not the same. العفو, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah erases the sin. Even from the memory of people who saw you. Some of the scholars said that. From the books, from the angels. But غَفُور, Yes, he will forgive you, but it's still written. In the day of judgment, you will be reminded of it. Allah will ask you about, why did you do this? And that's the big difference. And that's why when you make this dua, remember this. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, charity, sadaqah, the last 10 nights, sadaqah, give. And remember your brothers in Darul Tawheed, we still have to pay $78,000 for this property by the end of Ramadan. 78,000. Alhamdulillah, after the first fundraising, we paid 75. 78,000 towards this property. We still have 2 more years to go. And we still owe $25,000 property tax on the Colfax. So this is 100,000. And we promised the brother who came to our rescue, Brother Amir from Maryland, that he would give him $50,000 after Ramadan. So this is 150,000 just right after Ramadan, has to go out. Please remember us. If you can't, in your dua. And remember, we are eligible for zakah because we're paying debts. So you can actually let us know, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. But sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, and inshallah, I will talk about this more, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with the Ansar Bantry. We want to revive this sunnah, brothers and sisters in Islam, giving food to the poor and the needy. So we're going to have the quantities and the types which Ansar Bantry will accept as Zakatul Fitr. You can drop it here or drop it in Colfax. We're going to have that information available for you. Or if you give money, $12 this year, $12. You've been hearing 10, 10, 10, $12 this year, inshallah. $12. If you give it, we're still going to buy food with it and give food to the poor and to the needy of the Muslims, inshallah. Help us revive this sunnah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this year, inshallah. And remember, sadaqatul fitr is mandatory upon every Muslim, young, old, fasting or exempt. And the one in charge is the head of the family, is the head of the family. And it must be paid before Salatul Eid. And finally, Salatul Eid, brothers and sisters in Islam, we reserved the Dick's Sports Center Stadium 2 days, the 4th and the 5th of May. Based on the moon sighting, 8:45 a.m. the start, 9:30 is the end. All of you are invited to have the joint Eid Salah with the rest of the masajid. So far we have Masjid Abu Bakr, Masjid An-Nur, and other masajid are invited to join us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But this is a joint Eid, inshallah. The announcement will be made, inshallah. There is a flyer that is circulating out there, inshallah. One last thing, Al-Minhal Academy is going to begin next year. We're going to have daycare, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade. This is Al-Minhal Academy curriculum, regular school. We're hiring teachers. We're fully committed to the cause. No way back. There are posters and flyers out there with the tuition, how to register. If you're interested, approach us, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Ages or grades from 4th until 7th, we're still going to offer them the homeschooling complemented with tutors. They are going to come here, so they are not missing that social side. And also they will learn Arabic, Islamic studies, and Quran as well, inshallah. It's great. We're very excited as CMCC to take on this project. We've been waiting for the kickoff for years. And I'm personally excited about this project, inshallah. And I'm looking forward to it, inshallah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم لا تحرمنا خيرها يا رب العالمين، اللهم لا تجعلنا من المحرومين من الخير في هذه الليلة المباركة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر.